Hello and welcome to the Mystic Mind Podcast. I'm your host, Jesse, and I'm joining you from West Los Angeles, California. Let's see, today is winter solstice, December 21st, 2011. Happy solstice, everyone. I want to wish my brother Corey a happy belated birthday. His birthday was on the 19th, and I'd like to wish my dad a happy birthday in advance. His is on the 26th. Of December. So, yes, happy holidays, everyone. Well, it seems that putting out a podcast has become an exercise of my will these days. It's a little bit addictive in the beginning, I think, as any podcaster can attest to. It's really, the payoff is quick. It's exciting and invigorating to be a part of the podsphere. And so there's this drive to want to keep putting out podcasts. And regrettably, the podcast has fallen a bit by the wayside. But fear not, I really wish to reinvest my energy in it for 2012. That's one of my plans for next year. And we'll get more into plans for 2012 a little later here. Of course, this is just another ad lib Mystic Mind podcast. As if I were really to structure these things, they would never come out, as I'm a bit perfectionistic, so we're going to flow with it. I do want to start by thanking Zach. Zach, thank you for the multiple donations, bro, and I apologize for my repeated failure to mention you until now, but thank you for bearing with me. Thank you for the continued support. And the email dialogue has, you know, it's really, it's meaningful and it's worthwhile. And so I appreciate your taking the time, energy, and money, you know, to do so. And anyone else I'm forgetting to mention donation-wise, please forgive me, but I thank you too. I want to give a shout-out to Adam and Ryan and Heather and Eugene. Going to be making a trip up to Portland tomorrow to see my kids and their mom and boyfriend for the holidays. And, well, before I dive into Portland and all that, I wanted to give a recap of my El Paso trip and, you know, my whole hero's journey, which it's a continuous thing. Although I think I was kind of getting down on myself for wanting this sort of Kerouacian, you know, into the wild, like really, really, you know, head over, like head first into the journey. But I found myself a week later in El Paso with a broken zipper on my sleeping bag, you know, a failed tent, was camping in the Franklin Mountains that night when all that kind of went down. And well, let me start from the top. I took a Greyhound bus out of downtown L.A. on November 10th and arrived in downtown El Paso on 11-11-11 and headed to San Jacinto Plaza, which is like two blocks from the Greyhound station. And the Greyhound station's very close to the Juarez border. And you know, so I get off the bus and I'm trying to get all my shit together, and instantly I realized I just brought too much stuff. Had this, you know, big internal frame backpack and a camelback and my guitar, and I'm like, shit, and you know, like my tent on top of my bag. And anyhow, I get all my stuff together and I make my way over to the plaza and sort of, you know, introduce myself and look around, and there's a fountain in the middle, you know, with pavement around it, and then, you know, a few grassy patches around a gazebo, sort of like a staged performance area in the plaza. And in the grassy area, they had a bunch of tents set up and like a little kitchen. They're cooking food, and instantly made friends, and you know, someone offered to help me set up my tent and offered me a chair to sit in. And just really a friendly environment there at Occupy El Paso. And before I'd found out about Occupy there, I was going to camp in the Franklin Mountains, which I did end up doing so. But, you know, I was really deluded. I was going to walk all the way from downtown all the way up to Franklin Mountains, which I tried to do the reverse of. Well, basically, what happened is I ended up crashing the first night there in the plaza and attended the General Assembly for Occupy El Paso. And I met this really awesome guy, Evan, there. And Evan is one of my best friends now. You know, I kind of had my guitar out, and I'd met a few other people, including Roger. And, you know, just sort of chilling and playing guitar and singing songs, and then walked up to Evan and introduced myself, and we got to chatting. And, well, you know, his vibration and his psyche and his soul are on a very similar wavelength of, you know, sort of death, rebirth, revolution, evolution, philosophy, and just sort of this existential crisis of, you know, who am I? Just the sort of classic philosophical questions. And, you know, we found each other providing insights and sort of mental, emotional relief to each other, you know, verbally, just wonderful exchanges that, you know, that you have these blessed occasions in life where you meet amazing people, and Evan is one of them. And so, ironically, and this is no disrespect to Occupy El Paso, but ironically, you know, I did come to find that the most revolutionary and evolutionary for me thing going on in El Paso was these conversations with Evan, really pushing the boundaries of my own thinking, you know, feeling and willing, and I don't know, I guess I found myself really blessed and lucky to participate in Occupy El Paso, because I got to play some music the next day at this big rally. And but even more importantly than playing music for people was speaking with people and having a chance to take the floor and share my own thoughts. And I suppose I'm really thankful for you podcast listeners who are patient with me and on board with this idea of nothing being other. 'Cause as hard as that is to really take on, I found myself wanting to empower people with the words I was speaking, because it's easy to play this victim-oppressor narrative. It's a story. And I was wanting to encourage people, like, hey, you know, I'm not trying to guilt trip or point fingers, but I'm guilty of shopping at Target. You know, where else can you get a $10 coffee maker? I mean, you tell me and I'll shop there instead. We are complicit, is that the word? You know, we're a part of the system that we, you know, we feed the quote-unquote enemy. And I don't see Wall Street as being inherently bad. You know, I don't know enough about really how finance works, nor, you know, the sort of the dirty underbelly or inner workings and deregulation and investment banking mixing with, you know, whatever banking. I don't protest to understand it, but I don't know, just the you know, middle way, and not pointing fingers, but realizing, okay, like how many protesters have closed their bank accounts and ripped up their debit cards, as I think I've mentioned. And I haven't, so that's very hypocritical in one sense. But just not guilt-tripping oneself or each other, but just becoming aware that, like, we're entrenched, you know, within the problem. Our own choices, our own purchases, our own behaviors. And, you know, I really do long to be a part of a community that's more forward-thinking and localized. I know there are farmers markets happening pretty much everywhere now, so it's possible to really be discerning with, you know, one's purchases. I love Trader Joe's. I don't really even find myself going to Whole Foods anymore now that they, I guess they offer genetically modified foods now. And Lauren had posted something on the Mystic Mind Facebook about these super weeds that are Roundup weed killer resistant, that, you know, Monsanto is using, you know, these pesticides on and herbicides on corn and other genetically modified agricultural goods. And now there are these, like, root worms, I guess, that are, like, resistant to this shit. And, I mean, I don't know, like, how do we escape this victim-oppressor mentality? Well, I was talking to Corey the other day, my brother. I was like, you know, it's funny how we come into the world, and for those of us who are, you know, I think awake, we see, you know, the dark underbelly of the world, and that sort of, you know, that the banal seems to be ever celebrated by the mass populace, and that mediocrity rules. And but I likened life to Corey as a funhouse. I was like, you know, it's funny, like, one doesn't go into a funhouse and try and fix the mirrors that distort one's image and all the other weirdness in the funhouse. You just, you experience it. You trip out. Kind of reminds me of Bill Hicks's analogy about it's just a ride. And, you know, I do have a couple notes on here, you know, like, follow your fears. There was some, I know I've mentioned this before, there was some teacher of comedy in New York, and he taught some of the greats, and one of his things was follow your fear. And, you know, go into it. And I think, you know, not being afraid of fear, like, fear is excitement waiting to happen. You know, it's an opportunity. Everything's an opportunity. And so I guess where I find myself, you know, approaching 2012 is I'll be turning 30 January 6th. And I'm like, shit, man, like, I'm living, this is, you know, no offense to my dad. I mean, this is of praise to my dad, is that I'm living with my dad, approaching 30, working on music, which is going well. Just finished a full-length Critter Jones album. But then I'm, you know, finding myself burdensome, one might say. And, you know, needing my own space to really come into my own, and missing Emmett and Jade greatly. And originally my plan was to move to Eugene, Oregon. Lindsay and the kids are up in Hillsboro, which is just outside of Portland, and I'm thinking ultimately now I've applied to a place in downtown Portland. And there's just more going on there musically. I know Doug Lane lives out there, and I think Steve Wilner does. And, well, I don't, I don't know, just more like it's just a forward-thinking town. And it'll give me an opportunity to come into my own. And so, yeah, that's kind of what's on my plate. And, you know, as, I don't know, I'm torn between wanting to make, like, long-term plans for myself, like, you know, a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, but, I don't know, it's like, life's is, you know, life is what happens while we're busy making other plans, as John said, and, I don't know, I want to surrender to a divine will, you know, thy will be done. And find myself gracefully, synchronistically guided, living a magical life, a mythic narrative, really embodied in the flesh. And I'm happy and willing and ready to put in the hard work and effort to, you know, really become self-sufficient financially. And I don't know, I want to believe that the music can make the money, and, you know, I have such these altruistic impulses to want to just give it away. I do believe in reciprocity, and I do see how much time and energy and love I pour into the music, and I hope that's, you know, self-evident. I'm going to play a little song for you guys as we exit. It's the title track of the album. The album's called Now's the Time, and the song is as well. And it's the opening track on the full length. So we've got the 5-song EP, and you can check it out at curterjones.com. And then the 10-song full length. We just had mastered, and we're going to receive like 100 promotional copies in a few days. And I suppose when one approaches 30, you know, you start thinking, like, you know, where am I? I suppose I'm constantly asking myself that. And where I find myself today that differs a lot from maybe even a month ago, is for the last month I've been working out 6 days a week, doing, like a good 40, 45 minutes of cardio, and sometimes some weight training, like light weightlifting, and I feel really, really good, you know, and I'm eating really healthfully, and not really drinking too much beer, and, you know, smoking less herb, but doing some occasional yoga and meditating regularly, and it feels really good. Only my sleep patterns have been really thrown off by this. Like, I find myself waking up at, you know, 4, 5 in the morning, ready to go. And often I just get up and have my coffee, and then work out. And, you know, it feels good. You know, I feel like my immune system is really healthy, and feels good to sweat. And, you know, purge and cleanse. And, you know, so when I was in El Paso, the first night I camped out in Occupy. And then Evan, as cool as he is, he was like, man, I want you to meet my family. I want you to come crash and have a place to shower. And so I went over and met his whole family and attended his brother's birthday. And then his mom's birthday a couple days later. And crashed over at Evan's with he and his girlfriend, Vanessa. And Evan has two brothers, Ira and Randolph. And I think his mom is Maria and his dad is Adolfo. And I don't know, we all just hit it off and had a really good time. And, you know, I felt really embraced. And it felt really, you know, along the lines of a mythic, magical encounter. And feeling gracefully guided. And, you know, I empathize with this impulse for rigidity and habit and conformity and consistency and schedule and pattern. But, like, I don't know, there's just something great about abiding by no one's rule other than your own, and you know, the trust in God and the universe that one's needs will be met. But I did find myself a couple nights after crashing at Evan's sort of chickening out. I asked him to drop me off that evening after crashing at his place a couple nights in Franklin Mountains, where I camped out by the Aztec Caves. And my tent and sleeping bag, as I mentioned, both failed me in the same night. The zipper broke, and there was not really any proper ventilation in my $30 high-tech tent. And so I woke up in the middle of the night thinking that it was raining and that it was leaking through the tent because it was that wet from condensation. And which I guess I didn't realize is a, you know, it is a pretty common issue, but, like, I'd vented the tent, and everything was drenched, my bag was in there with me, and, like, it was a little debilitating to morale, but nonetheless, I woke up the next morning, pulled all my stuff out, laid it out to dry while I hiked up to the Aztec Caves, and was a little psyched out, you know, by not wanting to encounter any snakes or anything. Evan was like, "You have a snake bite kit?" And I'm like, "No." but I did come very prepared. You know, I had pretty much everything else. But, you know, this is a testament to buying a good, a really good sleeping bag and a really good tent. And, you know, I sort of cut corners to save money. And then found myself in a position where I could buy replacements of those things and pretty much be out of money or buy a bus ticket home. And, you know, I felt like I'd had a very complete journey in that I had participated at Occupy, played music, met Evan, Vanessa, and their family, gone up into the mountains as I'd wanted to. I got to see Sierra Medical Center where I was born. And, you know, I got to go against the grain, you know, despite everyone saying, "Oh, El Paso, that's dangerous, don't go there." You know, I fucking went there, and I hiked up to the Aztec Caves myself, and, you know, I fucking hiked down from Franklin Mountains miles until I got back toward El Paso, and it was really hard, and, it, you know, it's those kinds of things that push us to the next level, and, you know, I've found myself with these generous invites to go various places, from London to Denver to Eugene to New York to Oklahoma City to, you know, El Paso again. And, you know, I miss my kids and I want to become a little more established and really put down my own roots and keep working on music and work on side projects and keep pushing, you know, Miller Madden Music Publishing company that we have, and Critter Jones and stuff. But yeah, I'm really psyched. I'm hoping to get this place in Portland, and to really get the music going there. And so I don't see myself doing any immediate traveling other than I am stopping in Eugene to visit Ryan and Heather on the way back through. See, I'll be up in Portland for a few days and then back down, stop in Eugene, and then continue back down via bus back to L.A. And then pack my stuff up and drive a U-Haul up there and basically move in after the new year. So, yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you guys and send love and exercise my will, put out a podcast. I do plan to go pro or whatever on Podomatic next year again to deal with some of the bandwidth issues. But in the meantime, this will be on the SoundCloud, the Mystic Mind SoundCloud, and I'll just embed it in Facebook. I guess they don't give a proper URL for groups anymore, so you can just kind of like go to Facebook and search for Mystic Mind Podcast, or you can find me at facebook.com/JesseMillerBand. And then mysticmindpodcast@gmail.com is the email. And mysticmind.podomatic.com is the website for the podcast, where you can make a PayPal donation if you feel inclined. And, you know, I did feel like I kind of like came running home with my tail between my legs. But I wasn't going to let my judgments of myself, like, eclipse the magic of it, you know, and that I kind of have these all-or-nothing inclinations and fantasies. But, you know, speaking to the middle way, you know, it's both. You know, you can work a job and take time off and go camping. You know, you don't have to be a hobo. As, I don't know, maybe I'm one of the few people who that sounds totally appealing to, But, you know, I do have kids, and while I don't particularly care too much what I think about myself, I care what they think about me, and I want to make them proud. You know, I'm happy either way. You know, there's this societal pressure to achieve and attain status and image and money, and, you know, I'm ready to have money to do good things with it, rather than the many vain pursuits that one easily falls victim to. But, you know, I look forward to learning, growing, evolving in the days, weeks, months, and years to come. And I hope you all are well. I'd love to hear from you. So again, feel free to email me. And, yeah, so this song I'm going to leave you with is called Now's the Time. And it's got Corey, my brother, myself, my other brother, Mickey, and my dad, Mike, performing. And Corey and I are singing on this one. And so I hope you guys enjoy it. I always feel like I'm forgetting something, usually, because I am. Just that I love you guys. And, you know, maybe check out Occupy El Paso on Facebook. And, you know, I suppose I can get more into the political stuff at another time. I'm pretty apolitical these days. But just, I'm all about empowering the individual within the community. You know, as above, so below, that the micro mirrors the macro, and to bring balance between the two. And so, yeah, love and blessings. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Boxing Day, anything else that I'm missing, Happy New Year, and, you know, be well.